Family of Grace, welcome to another to the Daily Grace with Alan Wanda chapter edition. Wanda chapter is Psalms 26, and let's start off with the word of prayer. Almighty King of Kings, Mighty King of Kings, I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for the gift of life, I thank you for the gift of provision, I thank you for always being there for us, Father, where we have gone wrong. In our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, in what we have done and what we have failed to do, Father, may you have mercy on us, may you continue protecting us, may you continue guiding us, Father, and send on your Holy Spirit to come and be with us, to come and always protect us, Father, mighty King of Kings, for all attempts that we lose trust and focus along the way. Father, we are very sorry. All those who are sick, all those who are in pain, we pray that may extend your healing on upon them. We pray always believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let us go straight to Psalms chapter 26. It says, "Vindicate me, Lord, for I have led a blameless life, and I have trusted in the Lord, and have not faltered. Test me, Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind, for I have always been mindful of your unfailing love, and I have lived in reliance on your faithfulness. I do not sit with the deceitful, nor do I associate with hypocrites. I abhor the assembly of evildoers and refuse to sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence and go about your altar, Lord, proclaiming aloud your praise and telling of all your wonderful deeds. Lord, I love the house where you live and the place where your glory dwells. Do not take away my soul along with that of sinners, my life with those who are bloodthirsty, in whose hands are wicked scheme, whose right hands are full of bribes. I led a blameless life. Deliver me, Lord, and be merciful to me. My feet stand on level ground. In the great congregation I will praise the Lord." And that is our wonder chapter for today. I just have two messages that I want us to pick from today's wonder chapter. The first one comes from verse 2. It says, "Test me, Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind." Amen. Test me, Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind. This just got me thinking of some few things that I want us to share. How many times has the Lord tested you? When you just try to think of that question. How many times has the Lord tested you? And if you can think of some times, how many times do you think you have passed? Amen. So many times the Lord put certain things, certain situations, certain circumstances in our lives just to test us. Just to test us. And trust me, so many times we fail the test. Sometimes the Lord is testing our patience. Sometimes the Lord is testing our decision making. Sometimes the Lord wants us to see something that we cannot yet see. But most times we do not want to listen. We do not want to even trust in the Lord. We do not. We don't even have that time. We start complaining, "God, God, 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 God." And sometimes you ask God for something and then he tests you to show you like, hey, you may not be able to hold this. You may not be able to do this. So like he's giving you a pre-test, a pre-answered prayer. Then you start complaining. "Oh God, why have you done this? No, Lord, I asked for this, not this." If your heart is to be examined and your mind, you can sit there and examine yourself. Do you think you are pleased with what you will find? Are you pleased with what you are seeing? Are you pleased with what you will find if you are to open your heart and mind right now? Is it pleasing to the Lord? Because so many times we forget and we think that the Lord is like human, where we can pretend and you know. But the Lord sees our hearts and our minds. There's nothing that we can hide from him. What is the situation in your heart and in your mind? Does it portray a child of God or it leaves question marks everywhere? And the other thing that I wanted us to share today came from verse 8. Lord, I love the house where you live, the place where your glory dwells. Amen. This is the last message that I want us to share. Lord, I love the house where you live, the place where your glory dwells. You are saying to God, yes, God, I love this. I love you, ABC. But what kind of love is this? Amen. Why do you love? Do you love the Lord just because he has given you the things that you wanted? Do you love the God only in the seasons where you are doing good? Do you love God because he delivers you always from your prayer? Or you love God just because other Christians sing, ah, me I love God, me I love God, and you're entering bandwagon? Why do you love God? So many times we as Christians, our love for God is not genuine. It's just spoken. It's just word of mouth. It's just no action. Amen? So many times people complain of love without action, but that's the same thing that we do to God. But the Bible today is telling us, the Bible today is telling me, is telling you, that we should not only let our love of God be in words, we should put it in action. We should follow the commandments. We should give him thanksgiving. We should communicate with him. We should read the Bible. And that's how you will show that you indeed love the Lord. That's a small message I wanted us to share today. Get some time, read Psalm chapter 26. What do you get? What message do you understand? Feel free to write to us. DailyGraceWithAlan@yahoo.com. Or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, DailyGraceWithAlan. We'd love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty King of Kings, I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for the gift of life. I thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us whenever we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, until the last I failed to do. Father, may you please have mercy on us. May you continue protecting us. May you continue guiding us. May you continue shielding us from everything, Father. All the times that we have not trusted you, Father. All the times that we have loved you just by mere words. May you please forgive us. And may you fill our hearts, Father, so that we do everything for the glory of your name. We always believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.